Does everyone know what time it is? It's time for 1313 Harbor, the podcast hosted by Jasmine and her friends.
Welcome to 1313 Harbor, the podcast, where every day is a celebration. I'm Jasmine, and I'm here with the best person in the world.
It's Jenny Ray.
Jennifer.
That's Jennifer Raymond.
She's here for a parade. So our theme topic this week is 50th and 60th anniversary of Disneyland celebrations. Now, why am I picking the 50th and 60th celebrations? Well, the 65th just passed, and I have been to both the 50th and 60th celebrations, but I do not remember the 50th. But Jenny worked.
The 50th.
Yeah. So I'm going to interview her just to see if that jogs my memory at all. And we spent the 60th together. So we were actually there. It wasn't July 17th. I think it was May.
Yeah.
It was a 24-hour day.
Well, yeah. I mean, because the anniversary celebration, the big ones always start around like May. And so even for the 50th, that one was May 5th.
Yes. Oh, you have that. That was in my facts. So we're going to do the – Jenny's good with dates. We have the 50th. We're going to do the 50th first, obviously, chronologically. So the theme of that was the happiest homecoming on Earth, a.k.a. the gold anniversary. The anniversary of Disneyland, it's always exciting for me because my mom was born in 55. So she always, at least every 10 years, will go with me because she likes to get ears with the – the number. She was really miffed that I didn't go, like it wasn't open, not like that she thought the 65th should be open, but like that she couldn't get ears. And she was almost like going to try to make me go to World of Disney and get 65th anniversary ears for her.
Oh my gosh. Can't she wait until the 70th?
I know. I'm like, I don't even think they have, I think they have mini ears. I don't think they have like the Mickey Mouse ears. Like she's very like, don't go outside. There's a pandemic. Stay safe. But then I was like, well, I can't order you the ears online. They might have them at World of Disney. And she's like, well, like if you wear gloves and a mask, it'll be fine. Like, okay, mom. So if anyone wants to make me bootleg ears for my mom. But really, I don't think she has any of the fives. I think she only has like the big ones.
Mm-hmm.
And we went for the 40th too. I have a picture of me on Dumbo for the 40th.
Oh.
Yeah, they had a little photo opportunity and I looked very happy. I'll have to send you the picture.
What's the theme for the 40th? Like, because there was diamond and there was gold.
I don't know. I think it might be silver because a lot of silver is popping up. Oh, no, ruby.
Ooh, my birthstone.
So as Jenny said, the 50th anniversary was celebrated from May 5th, 2005 until September 30th, 2006. So fun Disneyland.
Fun fact.
Oh, fun fact.
The park was closed on May 4th.
Yes, I had that in my notes and then I took it out, but it was closed for like a media event, right?
Yes, I worked it.
And like, I think hotel guests could go. There was something I was reading about where like the night before hotel guests got a letter under their door saying like they were allowed to come for the 4th, but like nobody else could come besides press and special people.
Ooh.
Yeah. Who knows how true that is?
I can't confirm or deny because I did not stay in the hotel.
Did you see any regular looking people?
Honestly, I started work on May 3rd. So I did the overnight shift because at Plaza Inn, it was the media center. And so I had to work overnight into the morning. So it's all a blur.
Was the park open overnight?
No, it was. They were just preparing. So like I have a picture of me standing from Plaza Inn. Like the person who was taking the picture was standing at Plaza Inn. And so you see me basically kind of in the dark with the hub behind me. And just tons of like media people, like them trying to prep everything.
Did you participate in that mosaic picture thing?
I did.
So that was.
Oh, wait. Mm-hmm. Are you talking about the one with just cast members or like where you sent in your picture to be a part of one of the things that they would have around the park?
The cast member one.
Oh, okay. No. Okay. I was reading about that and I honestly can't tell you if I participated or not. I was like, did I? I don't remember.
So what we're talking about is, I guess, most of the cast members with the current Walt Disney president, they all had like a picture and I think it was Mickey Mouse and they made up like a big mosaic of Mickey Mouse and it was like the world's largest mosaic of that type ever photographed. It was a big aerial photograph.
Yeah, I need to look at the picture again to be like, do I feel like my presence was there.
That tile, it has sass. That's me.
I know, because but you know what ones I'm talking about, right? with like how you could send in your picture and you could be a part of one of the mosaics around the park.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do remember that.
Yeah.
There was like a big period I wasn't going to Disneyland a lot because I went away to college in Santa Barbara. Mm-hmm. So for like 2004 to like 2008, I didn't, even though like I only went to Santa Barbara for a year, I didn't go to Disneyland that much. But I went, mm-hmm. I didn't have a pass, but I went for the 50th because I have ears. So that's the only proof I have.
Well, but it lasted for 16 months, right? So, I mean, yeah. You just went at some point.
Yeah, some point during that time. Yeah. It could have been 2006. Who's to say?
Who's to say?
Julie Andrews was the 50th anniversary ambassador.
Thank Walt. My gosh. Yes. Like, I love Julie Andrews so much. I'm so happy that she was the ambassador. And, like, whenever her voice would come, I mean, are we transitioning right now into the fireworks show? Because, oh, my God. I loved it when we would hear her voice, like when it would start. And I was like, oh, Julie, I just want to give you a hug.
She's just so magical. And that's when Jingles, the new
was
jingle.
Gold.
Yeah. When did the new Jingles like come about? Because that was dedicated to Julie Andrews, right? So was that for the 50th?
Oh, damn. Don't ask me these questions. I don't. Yeah, I can't remember. I can't remember, but I just was. I was trying to remember how many attractions had a golden. Was it all the opening day attractions that had the gold?
Yes, I have that in my notes. It was all opening day
Dumbo.
Attractions had one ride vehicle painted gold. So it probably would have been Dumbo, Peter Pan, Snow White, Friends, Teacups. I'm trying to remember. Mostly Fantasyland, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's still there. I'm not sure what in Tomorrowland is opening day off the top of my head.
Is there anything that's opening day?
Was Astro Orbit? No, that was gone by then. So, yeah, it's probably mostly just like Peter Pan, Dumbo, Casey Jr. Probably, although that has some argument about if that's an opening day attraction.
I don't think
for sure Dumbo because there's pictures of it, so we know that.
Yeah, and I have pictures. Okay, here's my thing that I'm so upset about is like this was obviously before a lot of people took pictures on their phones.
Yeah.
And so all of the pictures, I know, all the pictures that I have from working at the park are from those dumb disposable cameras. And so I lived either at Disneyland or at Target. So I was always having to use disposable cameras, and that's all the pictures that I have. And I know I would have so much more. Like I definitely have a fair amount, mm-hmm. but they're all just like, you know, dumb ones, not where like you can get the perfect picture. It's just like, I'll just snap this and hopefully it turns out okay.
Yeah. Back when Jenny and I were youths, you used to just have to take a picture and hoped that it turned out okay.
I used to take selfies with disposables, and let me say, some of them turned out amazing.
I remember I would always get like triplicates because your friends would want them.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I always did at least doubles.
Out of like, let's say, I forget how many were in a roll, like 30, like 10, if you're a really good photographer, would be fine. And then we also had like digital cameras, but those were really bad quality.
Oh yeah, I got one for graduation. That was 2002. And like now I think, oh man, that quality. I don't even know what I would compare it to, but it's bad.
Like if you didn't have like stark white light, like you weren't going to see anything.
Yeah.
It was nothing. So that's what, like, our youths were photographed in a very poor way.
Oh, well, and since we were talking about gold, I do want to talk about the name tags for cast members.
Oh, I didn't know. Yes, tell me about this.
So the cast member name tags were gold for the celebration, but the thing that pissed me off, and because it always confused all the guests, it would say class of and then what year you started working at Disneyland. So mine said class of 2004. And like other people, obviously their date would be totally different. They could be like 6 years old and theirs would say 2005. But people always assume that's the year you graduated high school.
Oh, there's like some 6 year old lady and it's like class of 2003.
For real though, people were always like, I don't understand. And I mean, I kind of got away with it because it was only a 2 year difference. So they just thought, you know, maybe I was slightly younger.
I thought you were my age.
I know. Hey. But yeah, that part was weird. I wish that they did something else besides class of.
That's very odd. Like they could have just put the year or like making magic or since I don't know if that would fit, but something, Disney, something. But they haven't done that since. So clearly it did not. I don't think they've done that since.
Yeah, that was bad. Do you remember? Sorry, I don't even know what notes you have. I'm just going off on things.
Oh, yeah.
But do you remember, did you ever get any of the dessert plates? Like the special, there were 6 plates in the series.
I don't remember because this was like pre-Instagram. So I didn't know all the like cool special stuff.
Yeah. So cast members, I will say Disneyland came through, you know, for once for cast members and gave us free stuff where we got the 6 plates for free for working during the 50th.
What were they?
I mean, so guests could get them too. It's like, say at Plaza Inn, if you get a dessert, you can buy the plate with the dessert. But there's 6 different plates and it's themed, like they're all different themes. I don't know how to explain it.
Did you get to keep the plate?
Well, yeah, I have all the plates. They're under my bed right now.
So you got the dessert on the plate and then you all got to, oh no.
Okay, so regular people did, but the cast members, we just got the like boxes that they came in.
Okay. So you just got a box of commemorative plates.
Yes.
That's all I'd want anyway.
But they're like chilling under my bed in the boxes right now.
I feel like Disney's finally got a hold of that because they used to like put the – like you'd get a popcorn bucket that you wanted to keep, but they put the popcorn in it. And now I feel like they're really good about like they give you the popcorn separately because like are you going to – like if I got that plate, am I going to walk around all day with like a cake-covered plate? But snap.
Yeah. One thing I was very upset about – you might feel differently. I didn't like that Tinkerbell was the official like character for a lot of the merchandise because I think she is a witchy bee. But I personally thought it should have been Jiminy Cricket.
Oh, isn't in general Tinkerbell kind of like I noticed for every parade, at least for every anniversary parade, she starts it.
I mean, kind of.
And but she does the fireworks.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a Wendy fan, so I don't like Tinkerbell that much. Uh-huh. So, like,
clearly, well, yeah, she tried to kill Wendy. So, I mean,
yeah, she tried to take my man. She tried to kill me. She's just like tink, 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 and I was like, you know, trying to be nice to her. Like, women should be friends, Tinkerbell. We're not enemies. We're not so different, you and I.
Exactly, exactly. My other point that I want to make is during the 50th. So, yes, I worked at Plaza Inn. That's my original location. I'm acting like I still work there. That's my original. But it's only been 15 years.
I still work at Plaza Inn.
Yeah. I mean, there's some that still do who worked there before I started there, and they're still there. They're the lifers.
Their skin is like coated in like chicken oil. Like they probably never hit it off.
I can't even tell you. I feel like I said this in another episode, and I won't go too tangity, but like, oh my gosh, cleaning at night was so bad with the chicken smell that like when I quit, I couldn't go into Plaza Inn for over a year because the smell, even just passing it, like to go into Tomorrowland, I was like, oh, it's on the bottom of my shoes.
So much oil.
It's so bad because I would carry it home because my shoes, like the chicken and grease would be like on the bottom of my shoes and I'd get in my car. So my car probably always had a nasty smell to it. Then I'd get home, take off my shoes and like it would just waft. It was bad.
Did you live in Irvine or in LA at the time?
Oh, I lived in Irvine at that time. No, that's a lie. I totally lied. I lived in Fullerton.
Okay, that's not too bad.
Or Garden Grove.
Driving like 2 hours home. In that chicken smell.
No, I had to do it for a couple months, but no. But I also worked junior chef and that started for the 50th anniversary and that was super fun. So I had so much fun for a majority of my time working at the park because at junior chef, we just goofed around and ate cookies all day. And like, there were so many things I did that now I look back, I'm like, I should have been fired, but for real. But I loved working junior chef, especially during the 50th, because we would only have to like that. Okay, I'm going everywhere. The 50th anniversary was right when there was no off season. There was no off season anymore. So there was no off season once the 50th anniversary hit. So it was always crazy and it's never stopped. But for junior chef, we only dealt with 20 kids every hour. And so when we were in between shows, a lot of times the parade would be going by. And so it was so fun. I would just chill there. I'd be standing, not having to do anything and just watching the parade. I'm like, this is the life. But like when I first started and I was at Plaza Inn, we had to like do parade control. Like they'd send some of us there to
tell
kids to get off the trash cans, and parents would yell at you and scream at you.
Back in the day, if you're for those under 30, there was a time at Disneyland where you could go either on certain days of the week or certain times of the year where there were no people at Disneyland.
Oh, it was so nice. I missed those days
and
so much.
Every single line was walk-on. Like, you did not wait for a second. And you could go on rides. Like, you could go on Space Mountain three times in a row.
Oh, yeah.
No line. And it was glorious.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Tracy and I used to go after school a lot. And we would go and, like, because if it wasn't on Friday, if it was, like, a Tuesday, nobody was going.
Yeah.
And we just go with our passes and just go and, like – you could go on 10 rides in an hour. Not really, but like, like literally you could go on more rides in 2 hours than you could all day now.
Mm-hmm.
It was glorious.
Oh, so nice.
How did you get the job at Junior Chef?
Because of my personality. No, no. There was like limited people that were able to work there. So some of us came from Plaza Inn. And there were a couple people from other places, but at the time, like the opening crew, there was only five of us that were trained. So, it was just like, I know people were jealous too, cause they were like, oh my God, they're living the life over there. Just like hanging out and laughing all the time. Oh, it was so great. Oh, memories. But, right before the 50th, do you remember, I mean, I know you said you didn't go often like right before either, but do you remember when the castle was fully covered up?
Like it, for construction or like,
but like this? Well, yeah, because it was like, but it was the huge blue tarp. It wasn't even like, let's put a cover where it looks like a facade of the castle. It is a blue tarp.
Yeah, they didn't do the cool facade until recently, I feel. I feel like it used to always just be ugly blue tarp.
Oh, it was so bad. And I always had so many guests every single day complaining, I spent so much money to come here and I can't even take a picture in front of the castle. I'm like, well, technically you can. You just can't see it.
Yeah. You can't. It's there.
But yeah, I was always having to deal with those like guests. And I'm just like, oh my God, just let me make my cookies. I'm like, leave me alone. I always will tell people when they ask me how it was working at Disneyland, I'll be like, it was boot camp for customer service because you deal with so many irate people for so many different reasons. And because you're the person they're seeing, they just want to take it all out on you. They don't care. It's not like Bob Iger is going to come strolling down and be like, let me know what your issues are. I will help you.
I mean, if he does, you complain to him. Like if Bob Chapek comes by, you tell him the truth.
Exactly.
If you have a legitimate complaint, I think it's always best to go to City Hall because that's actually – they listen to City Hall. Like if you just tell like someone who's working the parade route, they could go tell somebody. They probably won't. They don't care. They're getting minimum wage.
They won't. They're going to tell the cast members and be like, oh my gosh, guess who I just got? This lady was totally complaining that it was too hot outside and asked me to turn down the AC. Like – this is so dumb.
And guest relations could possibly do something about it, like where you could not. Like you probably literally had nothing in your power to do anything except like, here's a cookie.
Oh, I know. No, you can't give away free food. Are you kidding me? You have to get that approved. Like,
oh, it's true. Yeah. Well, cookie from even from your chef, junior chef.
With that, I mean, sometimes we could give away free cookies, but we just ate them.
So wait, kids sat through this and you didn't give them cookies?
Yeah, we gave them the cookies, but sometimes if there was only a few kids, again, this is when it was dead and we would only have a few children, sometimes the parents would ask, I feel so bad saying this, it was only sometimes, but sometimes the parents would ask if they could have more cookies and I was like, oh, I'm so sorry, it's a limit of two, and then I'd go in the back and eat all the rest.
Like, I don't want them getting diabetes. And then you're like,
that was so bad.
What, oh was God. There a limit of two, Jenny? Or did you set it up?
No, it was only supposed to be two per kid, but that's when we have a full show. And it's like, man, we were bad.
Did you ever make the cookies and you're like, don't eat those?
Okay, well, no. So the cookies that we made with the kids, it was like they wouldn't eat that dough. So that they would be picking their nose and spitting in it. And the parents would be like, oh my God, is my child going to eat that? I'm like, no, it's magic. And so like the actual bakery would make the cookies and we'd have to get them before the show, put them in Mickey's Magic Oven. which was not an oven. It was like a thing of trays that was covered up with wood. And we would spin it around and sing a Mickey song. And then, oh, look, they were made in like a minute. And yeah, so we would throw away their dough in like a bathroom sink, which was very not safe. Because the dough would clog and like it's just bad. It was bad, but that's all we had. I could go on forever because like our break room slash washroom was like an old one person bathroom that they took the toilet out from.
And it was connected to the tiki room, right? Like that area.
Yes. Yeah. So yeah, because it's where Jolly Holiday is, and we did it on the patio area up there. Like if you're looking at Jolly Holiday, we did it on the right side. And there used to be a one-person bathroom up there. So, yeah, I guess it did actually connect to the tiki room. I mean, you couldn't go into the tiki room bathrooms from that, but it was connected, like, with the wall in between.
I just can't believe how I mean, not that anyone should eat that because it's probably toxic waste, like getting rid of globs of cookie dough every day.
Well, we also – I love how this just turned into – let's talk about junior chef. We would sometimes if we were, like, extra hungry – my friend and I, we would really watch the kids to make sure they were doing everything perfect and weren't touching anything with their hands. And then we would eat the dough. Okay, so back to the 50th.
Yes.
I mean, that's still had to do with this gold, see? 50th anniversary.
Diane Disney Miller, Walt's oldest daughter, performed the rededication ceremony, the like, to all who come to this happy place,
welcome.
I'm a Disney. I'm very, very rich.
Oh, yes.
They always had Diane do everything, and I'm guessing it's because her husband was a former vice president of Disney Corporation.
Well, don't the other like people in the Disney family not care for Disney?
Probably.
Like that, I know the company in general?
Walt's youngest daughter, Sharon, she did some stuff, but I think mostly Diane did everything. And I think it's this is all speculation. Her husband was, the CEO of Disney Corporation for a while. So,
Okay.
Yeah. Or maybe she just like, I don't know, got pushed more. So Remember When was the official song of the anniversary?
Remember.
I don't remember that song, but when you sing it, it sounds familiar.
Can I just tell you one thing?
Yes. You can tell me anything, but this is your interview.
Okay. So because we're talking about the song, I want to talk about my exit, like from working at Disney. So my manager, I was back at Plaza Inn. She didn't walk me out because she hated me, but I didn't return my ID or anything. Like my shift was over and I just left. No one said goodbye. And I was just like, well, I mean, people who actually liked me said goodbye, but it wasn't this big thing like, oh, it's your last day. So I walked out as that song was playing. Tears were just streaming down my face because then I was really listening to the lyrics and I was like, yes, I remember it all. It was so sad. And then I was just on the cast shuttle going to my car, just still crying. And people were like, oh my God, what's wrong with her? But that song always just, it tugs at the heartstrings.
And I'm not saying people should do this, but I'm not surprised how much stuff gets stolen considering how people leave the company.
Oh, like, I know.
That one person whose name won't be mentioned, but we both know who this person is, who stole a bunch of costumes.
Oh, yeah. Disney. Yeah, and that's for sure when you don't have a rehire status. I had some pieces that were never returned. I don't have rehire status. I can never work at the park again.
But yours were like the clothes you were probably wearing, right?
No. Well, yeah, I didn't take but here's the thing. I guess people, if they're sneaky, they can steal other people's costumes. But when you check out, obviously it says on the computer, I don't know if it's different now, cause this was again, 15 years ago, but it would show how many pieces we had out already. We were limited. And then it would show what we were allowed to check out based off of where we worked. But you were able to see everyone's costume. So you could walk around and be like, oh, here's the attractions costumes. Let me steal this Haunted Mansion outfit and stuff it in my bag. If, I don't know, but there's cameras everywhere.
We're not saying to steal clothing. Do not steal clothing. Do not steal from anybody. Also, I know their clothing now has microchips in it, each piece.
Really?
Yeah, that's what they told us on the Backstage Magic Tour. At least Walt Disney World does. And it's like they have over like a million pieces of clothing or something like that. And each one has like a little chip in it. So they can scan it in and out now. So they know who has what.
Interesting. I wonder if they're still allowed to wash their own clothes. Because I would always take my costume home and wash it. And I'd show up in my costume. So if I didn't want to like get to work extra, extra early because it's so much to park, get on the shuttle, go to costuming, check out a costume, change in the locker room, and then, you know, just everything. And then get to your location by the time you start work. Like, you have to get there at least an hour early.
I'm guessing because probably some people have allergies to certain chemicals, so they probably just tell you to wash your own clothes. So I mean, they're not liable.
Yeah. Well, yeah, probably in that case. But I mean, you can also just drop them off there and like change every time you go to work. But sometimes too, it's like, oh my God, what if I show up and something's not in my size? Like that happened to me a couple times where I would have to wear a shirt that was too small or a skirt that was huge. And so.
Yeah. Someone was saying like, if you were a normal size, you should keep your stuff. But if you're an odd size, you were fine because that stuff tended to, which you think would be the other way around. Mm-hmm. But like, I guess like if you were like like really small or really big, that tended to be around. But if you were like a medium size, those would all get taken.
Okay. So I went off talking about the song and then we went into that. So let's talk about the fireworks and the parade, shall we?
Yes. Well, I have one more. So Enchanted Tiki Room, Jungle Cruise, and Space Mountain opened after lengthy refurbishments. Space Mountain was closed for a year and a half. And I actually do remember that.
New track.
Yeah. That's why ours is superior to Orlando's. So the fireworks show was called Remember. Dreams Come True was the new fireworks show. Mm-hmm. But it was like, remember, .. Dreams Come True.
Well, yeah, you have to do that exaggerated pause.
Yes, remember.
That's still my dreams favorite. Come true. That's still my favorite fireworks show ever.
It was good. Ever. Like all the 50th, basically as the years go by, Disney's stuff is not as good.
No, it's not. I mean, and I'm sure like, okay, so we also got Block Party Bash. I'm sure people will be like, oh, there's other stuff that's better than that. I mean, I enjoyed it for the time. But the fireworks show, oh my God, I would always get so teary-eyed watching that. And I loved like the parts with Haunted Mansion, Pirates of the Caribbean, you know, with the stuff coming off the Matterhorn.
I remember that show because I remember like Dead Men Tell No Tales. Like it would just be pitch quiet. And then all of a sudden, like it was like a celebration of the rides, which was really cool. Because some of the other anniversaries tend to celebrate like Walt or like movies. But this one was like, no, we're going to celebrate the park that's having the anniversary. So Steve Davidson or Davison, you'll hear that name a lot, who is the director of the show, called it an e-ticket in the sky.
Heck yeah.
It was. And it showcased the legacy of Disneyland and ran from May 1st, 2005 till June 11th, 2009. And it was hosted by Julie Andrews, as we stated earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So she was the narrator. I don't think the 60th had like a famous narrator, if I remember correctly.
Did so we have cool. a 60th?
Yeah, they had 60th fireworks.
See, that shows how, like, not memorable.
Oh, that one, like, is in my memory because it made me cry so hard. It was the projections one where it was, like, the orange groves on the castle and it was Mickey and Walt at the end and they were holding hands.
Okay, yeah, that's right. What had Dumbo?
Dumbo, I think, was this one. I remember, so the 60th had Nemo flying by. This one had Tinkerbell flying, like, twice, the 50th anniversary. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I have opened with Tinkerbell flying in front of the castle, which I wish they would still do that. That was such a classic thing, but too expensive. Some of the rides and attractions celebrated included Main Street, Electrical Parade, the only parade, Tiki Room, Indiana Jones, Pirates, Haunted Mansion, Star Tours, Adventure Through Inner Space, Alice in Wonderland, and then Tinkerbell flew in front of the castle at the end, and it cost $33,000 per show. Yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah. So tell me your memories of that, because I remember these – I actually do remember this fireworks show because it was around for so long.
Well, I felt like they did bring it back quite a few times.
Yeah.
Because it is so good. I mean, I can't really pinpoint, like, specific memories, really. I just remember because I was going to the park so often since I was working there and I would stay, like, for nighttime or I'd go on days off, like – that fireworks show was my life. That, I mean, between that and Parade of Dreams, but I mean, we could talk about that after the fireworks, but oh my gosh. Mm-hmm.
Do you have any good work-related memories to the fireworks?
I mean, most of the time I wasn't working that late because Junior Chef stopped around 3 or something in the afternoon. So I didn't work much during the fireworks. I did when I was at Plaza Inn.
I remember the Haunted Mansion bit because I think they just started projection mapping mm-hmm. at that point. So didn't they like project the Haunted Mansion wallpaper print? Am I remembering this?
I don't know if it was a wallpaper print. I remember there were ghosts on the castle and on the Matterhorn, I believe. And then, like, the fireworks would shoot from everywhere. Like, mm-hmm. if you were around the hub, like, they would shoot all around you. So that's when it got fun.
I remember, yeah, they had a lot of, like, stuff, like, Adventure Through Inner Space and, like, classic Tomorrowland stuff. So Paul Frees' voice was in, because he's in a lot of the old Tomorrowland rides. I remember very distinctly, I have the memory of it being dead silent and hearing "Dead Men Tell No Tales."
Oh, like, yeah.
I was waiting for you to be like, that wasn't in the show.
Oh, no, it was. I loved it.
It was a good, yeah, it was just, and then, yeah, Julie Andrews, she narrated the very beginning and like said something at the end. I don't remember what. Something like, oh, bippity boppity boo, and we all cried. I do like, not to get back to the rides, but did you ever go on any of the gold vehicles?
Yes.
Oh, which one?
I don't remember. I just remember I did it.
I remember I really wanted to, which the odds are, I think like on Peter Pan, I don't know, I'm guessing maybe only like 10 to 15 vehicles can be on the thing at any time. Mm-hmm. So your odds were decent.
Yeah.
It wasn't like there was hundreds.
I know I did Peter Pan. I'm remembering that. I feel like, okay, this is going to get deep for a second. I feel like some things I have blocked from my memory because also at this entire same time, I was in such an awful manipulative relationship. And so that's like kind of what takes away from some of the Disney magic because I was dealing with someone who, I mean, thankfully we didn't work together, but he worked there. And we lived together. And so I feel like some of my, I'm like holding on to the happy memories and things and trying not to remember like all the bad times that actually happened also like at the park, if I was there with him when we weren't working. So I feel like some of those things probably like happened in like areas that are blocked in my brain.
I'm very happy because we both have had like people who traumatized us at Disneyland that we are able to still go there and be happy.
Oh, for sure. I mean, it took me a while to like make new memories because it's really difficult, especially like, you know, from working there, that's so special to me, but it's just sad that like someone tainted so many of those memories as well. And so there were so many memories that I had with this person and I didn't like when I left Disney when I wasn't working there anymore I didn't go for quite a few months, and then when I started going I had to try and make new memories, and I wasn't going as often either because I didn't have friends who also had like annual passes to go all the time. No, that's a lie. I had one or two friends, but it wasn't something where we went like how I used to go as an annual pass holder before I worked there. And so it is a really hard thing. I'm sure a lot of people who are listening too like can agree. It doesn't matter if it's a friendship, a relationship, anything, where if someone like if you have bad memories in certain areas of the park or like with certain experiences, it could even be the fireworks show. Maybe like you were friends with someone and like they completely ruined the fireworks show for you. You have to somehow like be able to create memories on top of that that like are happier memories. So you're not always looking at certain areas in the park or certain things with like such disgust, you know? Like, it's always kind of going to be there, like, at the bottom of your mind, but it's nice when you're able to make happier memories on top of it all.
Yeah, forget about them.
Forget about it.
Do you have any final thoughts on the fireworks?
They're just magical. Oh, my God. I wish that we had them again. Like, I love
them. They were really good. Disney, for the 70th, you should make those. Because I feel like the 60th fireworks, which we won't jump to this yet, but they were very movie-based. Mm-hmm. And so I like stuff that's based around theme park lore. Obviously, I have a whole podcast dedicated to it. Mm-hmm. But it would just be nice, yeah, to have it just be for the 70th Disney, if you're listening. I know you love it.
Can we talk about Parade of Dreams?
Yes. Walt Disney's Parade of Dreams was the new daytime parade, also created by Steve Davison. This was a very cool parade. Only thing I remember from the parade was the Alice in Wonderland tea table like bouncing.
Yes.
Okay. I remember them jumping across from that. I think I saw it in, but I wasn't sure. The parade started with Tinkerbell. There were floats dedicated to Beauty and the Beast, Pinocchio, Little Mermaid, Alice in Wonderland, and The Lion King, and a lot of large-scale puppetry was used. Go, Jenny, go.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I love that the song, which a lot of people I don't think realized, because you know how sometimes the parade music is from something else? Like, it was from Brother Bear. You know, welcome to a family time.
Welcome
to a brotherly time.
I didn't know that was from Brother Bear. Oh.
Yes. So it was from Brother Bear. And I don't understand. I love this parade so, so much. Like, it was so elaborate. There were so many people involved.
Mm-hmm.
I loved that it had a show stop. And so it would stop. And, like, with the Pinocchio float, there would be the girls that would, like, go up and they would be, like, twirling.
It was humans as the marionettes, but they actually were on strings and they would go up and down.
Yes. But like,
it was so cool
during the show stop. I mean, there was so much that would happen with the different floats and stuff and all the people. And I'm sure you guys know already, but like there was a video that came out. I want to say it was at the beginning of quarantine where a lot of the people who were in that parade, they filmed themselves doing their sections and someone put the entire video together and it showed all these different people like doing their choreography and stuff. And like, I cried, I bawled so much while watching that because it just brought back so many happy memories. And I was like, I love it.
and not to be shady, but I'm going to be.
Oh.
Anyone who says magic happens is fine. But anyone who says that's the best parade Disney's ever done, and then they watch this, why would you say that?
Don't
like, this is clearly better.
Don't get me started. I know we already like went into a whole thing about Magic Happens before, but the song is a bop. The actual parade.
Yeah. It's a fine parade, but just like to say it's the best parade Disney's ever done. Like, have you not heard of this parade? Because it is 15 years old, so okay, maybe I get it, but.
But I mean, even if you just YouTube Parade of Dreams, like, I feel like it was so, so magical. And again, I mean, maybe a little bit of it is because I hold on to so many memories from, like, working there, and that was the parade of that time. But I really do think it was, like, one of the best parades. And, I remember when I was working a closing shift at Plaza Inn, they were practicing. And so we got like a private showing of the parade. So a lot of us, this was after like people from attractions had already left because food's always like at Plaza Inn, we'd have to stay longer because we were always open until like closing. And then we would leave at 1:30 if the park closed at midnight. And so we watched like them practicing like right before it was gonna be, you know, for everybody, and like, it was so magical. I just like had the biggest smile on my face and like tears coming down my face. I'm like, this is so great. Oh my god.
I'm trying to remember who the princesses were on the float. It was, I know there was like a Beauty and the Beast one. I thought it was also very interesting that there wasn't any animation from like a few years. There was no recent animation. It was all 90s stuff. It was Little Mermaid, Beauty and the Beast, or like Pinocchio stuff that was even older.
We didn't even
there was no
Tangled yet or Tiana,
yeah,
or any of that.
But there wasn't like Brother Bear. There wasn't Atlantis. There wasn't like even Mulan wasn't in it. There wasn't any of that like post Renaissance. I don't know if Mulan is considered Renaissance, but like basically anything after Beauty and the Beast, I don't think was featured. Because it was long enough that like it would have been like quite a while since a lot of those movies had been out. It wasn't like they were brand new.
Right.
And yeah, Disney's so into like their latest properties. So I was very surprised. There's no Frozen.
Oh my God. Oh, a world, a time before Frozen. So long ago now. Oh, I miss those days. BF. before
Frozen. Yeah, before Frozen. I do remember that song. I feel like they play like "Welcome to Our Family Time." I feel like they play that a lot. Like that hasn't just been in that parade.
I have the Brother Bear soundtrack if you ever want to borrow it.
I feel like that's like trivia not a lot of people would know. Like I definitely did not know that was Brother Bear.
I loved it. But I also like Arlie loved Brother Bear. I don't know what it was, and I would go visit them at the area in God, why do I always figure out what it's called? Because it's my favorite area in California Adventure.
Redwood Creek?
Yes.
Challenge?
Yes.
That area. I forget what it's called. It's Redwood something.
Yeah, but that's where they
Was it a real bear?
No. Oh my God, I wish so. Oh, I'd want to hug it and love it.
Okay, Elvira. Or Elmira. hug it and kiss it forever and ever. Yeah, I'm trying. For some reason, I must have watched the parade because I remember the bouncy table for Alice in Wonderland.
Yes.
And it's always interesting how every parade starts with Tinkerbell.
Mm-hmm.
Like all those parades. Like Tinkerbell, I mean, I guess she started the Disneyland TV show.
Well, although she did not start originally the Electrical Light Parade or Main Street Electrical Parade because it was the Blue
Fairy. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, it's true. Yeah, the Blue Fairy Godzilla Smash, Giant Blue Fairy, which they got rid of, which I'm very sad about.
I know.
That's like when I try to explain to people how good the Main Street Electrical Parade is. I'm like, you never saw the original one because they took out the two best
circus
floats.
Part.
Circus and Blue Fairy. So I'm like, yeah, I get it that like you don't like it as much because those are gone.
Let's be honest though. The people who hate it would still hate it because
that's true.
It is
because they have no joy in their hearts, Jennifer.
I know. Oh my God. Also for the 50th, do you remember at all? Well, I feel like they actually still show it, but in the little preview room before you go see Lincoln. Oh, so boring. But
The Steve Martin show.
Yes, I always want to go watch Disneyland, the first 50 magical years.
So for those of you who don't know, Steve Martin famously worked at Disneyland as a magician in the magic shop. And it was one of the – I don't think he did it like – I think it was like the early 60s he was there. So this was really cool. This was a dream of mine. And this happened, for a really long time. As a part of the Year of a Million Dreams, one lucky family was chosen to be part of the Grand Marshal pre-parade cavalcade. And they got to stay one night in Mickey Mouse penthouse located in the Disneyland Hotel or in the Disneyland Dream Suite in New Orleans Square. I wanted to stay in the Disneyland Dream Suite so bad.
Same.
So now it's – what's the name of that restaurant? It's above Pirates.
I always forget. Hold on. It has a number.
Royal?
Royal 50 – no, Royal
– Club Royal? Royal. So it's that – it's now it's a restaurant. It's across from Club 33. Now I'm having a brain fart. Wait, is it Club 33?
Yes.
Okay. I was like, that seems really wrong. So sponsor lounge. So it was like a gallery for a while, and then they turned it into the Dream Suite, and it's above Pirates of the Caribbean, and now it's like a restaurant where you can pay like $12,000 and eat there.
Whatever. I wish they turned it back to the gallery. I loved it there.
I know. I liked being able to go up there. It was really like a nice escape. And there was a suite there, and you could stay at Disneyland, and that was my dream because I wanted to see what happened overnight at Disneyland. And like you could just wake up and you were in Disneyland. So
I just, why do I feel like we talked about this before? Because I just want to know.
I'm sure we did.
Well, I just want to know when you're there, I'm guessing that like obviously you have to stay in your room.
Yeah.
But also there's like the little balcony area. So I wonder if you're allowed to be on the balcony and seeing like third shift custodial like working. I don't know.
I'm sure you were allowed to go down the balcony. You probably couldn't like walk down.
But I feel like you wouldn't want people taking pictures and stuff because it ruins the magic.
Back then, like they had digital cameras and stuff, but I feel like it wasn't like today everyone photographs everything. I feel like you could get away with it a lot more.
It is crazy when I think about that time and how picture taking is so different. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like there were, I'm sure, a lot of cool things that we got back in the day, but it wasn't like I need to take a picture of this.
Yeah, and things like weren't viral. Like you could upload it to like your MySpace, but like it's not like a lot of people would see it, like, or you could upload it to like a subgroup, but like it wouldn't go viral. Like only a handful of people would see it.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Do you know anyone who ever stayed there?
I don't, but I mean, at least I got to go up there, a couple years ago to like see the, like I saw the pretty bathroom. I saw the room that has like the train all on the top. And
did you get to go for that Mary Poppins thing? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
But it was the restaurant at that point.
No, I mean, it still was. The suite is still there.
Oh, so if you get the restaurant, if you book that table, do you get to hang out and like lounge on the bed?
I don't know. I honestly don't, I don't understand. I haven't looked at pictures, so I don't understand how that whole thing works. But I know like all that stuff is still there.
If anyone wants to get a group of, I think like 12 together and we all split that, and I think it's like 400 per person, I'm game. So just let me know. And my last fact about the 50th, our 50 golden hidden Mickeys were placed around the parks, mm-hmm. In various locations. Some were cool, like on the train station tower and above City Hall, but a lot of them were just lampposts.
Yeah.
So do you have any final thoughts about the 50th or working there? It is, yeah, it was a good time. 50th was probably, it felt bigger than the 60th anniversary.
Oh, absolutely. But I feel like also, yeah, 50 is a much bigger number than 60. I
mean, that is true, yeah.
So I'm curious to know what the 75th will be like and what the 100th will be like, because those are two other big.
I mean, for the 100th, we'll be 70 in our 70s.
And it'll cost $10,000 per ticket.
Yes. Because that means my mom's going to be 100. And I always get sad when I think of that, because I'm like, you know, what if she's not alive for the 100th anniversary? Or what if I'm not alive because, like, the ice cream got me? I don't know.
Oh, my God.
So did you – what, like, years did you work at Disneyland from 2000?
So I started February 2004, and I quit February 2006. I didn't want to quit. Mm. It's because I moved back home because I finally got out of that toxic relationship, and I was – staying on a friend's couch, but I didn't want to overstay my welcome. And so I was like, I have to move back home. I know, it was really depressing. Oh my, I was so depressed when I moved home. Sorry, none of you want to like listen about it. But when I moved back home for months, I didn't even want to sleep in my room. I was sleeping on my mom's couch in her bedroom, and I would sit for late hours, like all night, on her computer in the corner on MySpace. Like, just like having days go by, and I'd always be in sweats and just like hating life. And then eventually my family was like, maybe you should like get a job. Like, why?
What is job?
It's a toll on me between like leaving my happy place and also like dealing with the, you know, the whole like toxic relationship and stuff, and just trying to figure out life. Oh my God. It was because I was still young. I quit when I was 21 years old. You know, I started there when I was 19.
If location wasn't an issue, like you could live by the parks, would you ever work there again?
No. Even when I worked there, there was a lot of issues with management and, you know, being underpaid. Like at that time too, I was getting paid. The foods gets paid more than attractions. I don't know if it's still the same. I was getting like $8 an hour. But yeah, I miss working there, but I think I mostly hold on to the memories, and like a part of me wishes I could go back there without being in that toxic relationship, because it really, really did. Like there were so many days where I would go park in K-Lot, which is Catella Lot where cast members go, and I would just cry on my phone to my ex-boyfriend, and he would be yelling at me and telling me I couldn't hang up. You know, and he would just try to talk to me, and I'd be crying, like, please, I have to go. Like, I'm going to be late for work. And he's like, don't hang up or I'm going to call you back. And I was afraid to just turn off my phone, because then I would have to go home to him and like hear it. So there was so much just like sadness that happened during the whole time I worked there too. So I do really try to hold on to the happy memories. And so also I think I sometimes try to forget the bad memories of actually working at the park and dealing with management issues and all this other stuff. But I like hear so many more stories these days of people working there and how they feel mistreated and they don't get paid enough. And so even like when we go as guests now, I feel like cast members act differently. Like I always, you know, put on a happy face. If I was in a bad mood or I was just crying in my car, I'm not going to treat a guest you know, like crap. I would always just be chipper. I'd put on my like customer service voice, which always sounded like Snow White. Like, oh, no. And I was always nice to people because I'm like, you know, it's my job to make sure they're having like a good day. You know, they paid a lot to be here. I'm not going to let my personal problems affect them. But I feel like nowadays cast members just really, and I'm not saying everyone, but there are some cast members that I feel like they don't, they're like, I don't get paid enough to care of how I like treat guests. And so even sometimes when I'll be nice to a cast member, they'll either be kind of rude to me or say I remember there was one time when I went into a store and I was the only person in there walking around and there were two cast members just talking smack about like a lot of stuff and they didn't even look at me and say hello. And it was just, you know, that used to not be the case. And so it is sad that like that is, I don't know, it feels more like the real world when you're walking around and dealing with some of those interactions when it's like it should be a whole kind of like, oh, people.
Yeah, magical.
Yeah, like, I don't know, you work at Disneyland, but even when I worked there, a lot of people would make fun of me and they would say, oh, I hated this. I hated this. They would say, it's just a job. And I'm like, excuse me.
It's my life.
This is my life. I love it so much.
Yeah, I get like definitely there's been many times where I've been nicer to a cast member than they've been nicer to me. Mm-hmm. But I will say when you pay people so low, basically you're giving them minimum wage. What do you expect? Like yeah. Disney, I mean.
No, for sure.
So pay your employees more, Disney.
Yes.
So now let's move on to the 60th anniversary.
Let's do it.
So they had one of the 24-hour days, and you and I were there, but we did not stay there for a full 24 hours.
Don't get me started.
So I remember I got there. So it was just called the Disneyland Resort Diamond Celebration. It didn't have a cool name like the other one. And it was May 22nd, 2015, and it ended September 5th, 2016. Carthay Circle and Sleeping Beauty Castle were covered in diamonds. And then my last fact before we get to the – our experience where Matterhorn was updated with new scenes and a new Yeti and Haunted Mansion saw the long-awaited return of the Hatbox Ghost.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I think they also updated Peter Pan and Snow White, I believe.
Yeah.
They definitely updated Peter Pan for that. I just think it didn't open on time.
Did they update Alice for that or was that way before with the...
No, Alice was before because Alice was 59. I think they wanted to update a few opening day attractions.
Okay.
So yeah, this is my memory is hazy. So I remember on that day for the 24-hour day, I was going to get there after work, but then we heard like there were people already waiting in line to get in and that the park was going to close, like it reached capacity. So I got there early. I think I took the day off work.
Mm-hmm.
We got in and it did hit capacity pretty quickly. I think like by lunchtime. And then we were there all day and then it got progressively less and less crowded to the point where there you would not see another person for as you were walking around. There was no other human beings around. And we were like, oh, it was because the park was closed. But we're like, they were saying, oh, the park's at capacity. But we're like, clearly it's not because there's nobody here. Mm-hmm. But they still weren't. I don't know why we decided we wanted to go to DCA.
Oh, such a mistake. That was our biggest mistake of that whole day. And I just regret it.
It's one of my biggest regrets of my life. And we went over to DCA where it was super crowded. Like every line was 3 or 4 hours because they were letting people into DCA, but not Disneyland. And then I think we left around like 2 or 3 a.m. And I heard right after we left, they opened Disneyland again. And there was miscommunication about like the guards were told that it was full. But then like other people were like, no, it's empty here. But literally like there was not another human being in Disneyland. Mm-hmm. It was empty.
Yeah.
It was glorious. And all the lines were really short. I remember I have pictures from that day. I don't remember. I remember the parade. I remember we watched the fireworks.
Did we? No, but.
Or was that a different day?
Well, I know we didn't. If we watched the fireworks, it wasn't in Disneyland.
Okay. I don't remember what time we went over to DCA. It was definitely nighttime. And we saw Paint the Night Parade. So I think it was must have been like after that at some point.
I feel like I did block some of it out because I'm so mad still.
Yeah. I literally am like, we could have like, and I wish, I don't feel like we took advantage of it enough. I don't think we went on tons of rides. We could have just like buckled down and like just gone on like rides.
I know.
Rides.
Well, you know what's crazy too, now that I think about it, I remember us sitting in the wharf area, but that was before we were always getting the mac and cheese bread bowls. That was before yes. My life was changed forever.
That was before they exist, or like we knew they could do
it. I know.
Such a magical day. Oh, man. carbs on carbs. I'm trying to remember this. I don't remember if Peter Pan was open for this day. I didn't go on the actual July 17th. We were there. I think it was like the 21st or the 22nd of May.
Uh-huh.
I would not do a 24-hour day now.
Oh,
would
gosh. Not happen. I remember like the – oh, man. Emily and I, we tried going to the first one, and that was so miserable, sitting on the freeway stuck for hours. And we eventually turned around and went and ate at Bob's Big Boy in Burbank. Like, it was so, so bad. And I just heard that day was awful. Like, they were running out of food. There were mm-hmm. – like, there was just chaos. There weren't enough security guards to, like, deal with people. So yeah, that was like my first kind of experience for a 24-hour day. And I told myself I was never going to do it again or attempt to. And then here we did it.
I wish we could go back to that day so much just so we could stay in Disneyland. I know. I just remember there was something in our heads that were like, well, why is nobody here? We shouldn't be here. Like, there's nobody here. And like, for some reason, we're really compelled to go over to DCA.
I think we just wanted to check out to see what was going on in DCA. Yeah. I think it was like, oh, we've been in Disneyland all day. Let's go like check out what's going on over there. And yeah. then we weren't allowed to go back.
Go back to Disneyland. Well, and it was just so dead. I feel like I just got the feeling of like, well, we're not supposed to be here. Like, clearly something is wrong. If not, we don't see another, like not even a cast member. Like, I remember distinctly, I have a memory of walking by Pirates, and that whole area was just empty.
We're stupid. Like, why did we not take advantage of that? Why? Like,
maybe people were telling us to go over to DCA. I don't know. It was just so – and that day, yeah, it was definitely a crowded day, but as the day went on and they weren't letting new people in, but people were leaving, it was glorious.
Yeah.
But that was definitely a faux pas of Disney. For not letting, yeah, like, and I wonder when they did let people in, was it just like floods?
Oh, probably.
And I think some people, they actually showed up at like 3 a.m. and they said they got in. So let's talk about Paint the Night. So we were there for the first showing. We did not wait. Somebody let us sit with them, so that was nice, because people were waiting all day. All day, which I was not gonna do. So they had it had this like, you could buy this paintbrush, and it was like a plastic, pretty big, like the size of your arm paintbrush. And it, you could like click it and it would like capture colors from the parade. And then you could point it at somebody else's paintbrush and it would change their paintbrush color. And I remember just strangers would like point their paintbrushes at each other and like see who could win.
Wait, did it have something to do with ears too? Or no, am I making that up?
Yeah, they had ears too. And the ears though, you could change their ears, right. But like you couldn't control it. So people would just go around and like change people's ear color. Mm-hmm. But the paintbrush was the thing that actually changed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just thought that was cool. I thought that was nifty. The ears they had for DCA, for World of Color, I think they would like synchronize with the show. Mm-hmm. And I think the goal was like they wanted everyone to have the ears. So like Neil Patrick Harris's voice could like fill their ears with melodious tunes. So Paint the Night was originally – it was not an original parade for Disneyland. It was originally premiered at Hong Kong Disney October 1st, 2014 for their 9th anniversary. So even though it was the 60th anniversary Diamond Parade, it was leftovers.
Mm-hmm.
It ran from May 22nd, 2015. I think we were there on the 21st. I think that was preview night. And it ran like three times, I think, that night. It ran more than twice. And it was ended January 8th, 2017. It utilized 1.5 million LED lights. The theme song, the main one, was When Can I See You Again by Owl City. But like the guy rewrote a lot of new lyrics for mm-hmm. it. The main Owl.
Wreck-It Ralph song.
Floats include Monsters, Inc., Cars, Little Mermaid, Toy Story, A Princess Float, Incredibles Frozen, and Mickey and Friends. I thought it was really interesting that a lot of Pixar was in it. And I'm guessing that has to do with that it premiered in Hong Kong Disney, because I think they have more of a – internationally, Pixar has more of a connection with people than some of the Disney classics.
Yeah, well, and that's why I also feel like that parade should just exist in DCA.
Yeah. It was, yeah, very DCA parade. I know we've talked about this a lot on the podcast. I just think Main Street is more Disney than Paint the Night. I know people love Paint the Night. It's their favorite parade. It's a good, really good parade. It just doesn't feel very Disney-esque to me. Disneyland. Yeah,
I mean, but I'll also argue that, like, I do understand how some people, if they say they hate Main Street Electrical Parade, whatever you want to call it, you know, like, that is obviously my childhood. And I love mm-hmm. that parade. But I feel like for some people, especially who are newer to Disneyland, who, like, just started going a lot, like, within the last 10 years or whatever, I could see how they'd be like, this parade's awesome, you know.
It's very flashy. It's, like, a very flashy, like, cool-looking parade. Mm-hmm.
The song's upbeat and stuff.
Didn't they have a Tron? I almost said I wish they had a Tron section, but don't they, like, didn't they have people who were, like, little Tron people? With, like, the light-up discs?
Weren't they part of, like, a Cars section?
Oh, that's what I was thinking of. So it wasn't.
I wish there was a Tron section. Yeah, let's go back to electronica. Cool. My God.
Ooh. One day I have had that on my list of episodes forever. All the DCA nighttime entertainment.
Yes.
Like electronica, the one they had before electronica, oh, and then man. The Alice in Wonderland one.
Yeah, the one they had before. I loved how I found footage that I took from that. And I was just like, oh, this is Woo! So interesting.
DCA was my nightclub. Paint the Night. I remember that first showing. It was very packed, obviously. Mm-hmm. It was cool. I really enjoyed it. It just didn't like strike a big chord with me.
It didn't make me shed a tear. So
yeah, it did not. The fireworks made me shed a tear, but that did not make me shed mm-hmm. a tear. That was just like, it's cool. It was a cool parade. I wish they had made something. They did add some floats that they didn't have in the Hong Kong one. So I think there were two new floats. But, and like when it went to DCA, I know they got rid of the Little Mermaid and the Frozen floats because they couldn't fit. but I just wish they had done something original.
Yeah.
Because 60 is a big anniversary.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I agree.
And I always wonder because people are like, why don't they bring back Paint the Night? They always bring back Main Street Electrical. And I'm guessing it's because Main Street Electrical is just a lot cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
And Paint the Night must just be really expensive to run. And that's why they don't do it.
Well, yeah, like they've saved a lot of money because then it's like then when they do Mickey's Mixed Magic or whatever it's called, mm-hmm. it's like most of that is just projections.
Yeah, I want to know what's the reason they never do Paint the Night. Like there has to be a reason. But I also think nothing can draw the crowds like Main Street because it will always bring the locals in. That's my theory is after like when quarantine lifts and when Disneyland – if Disneyland like opens and it's super popular, this won't happen.
If it opens, Disneyland opens again.
If it ever opens again. If it's super slow, they're going to bring back Main Street Electrical Parade. I'm already calling it.
Okay.
Anytime they need to boost attendance at Disneyland, they bring back the Main Street Electrical Parade. Mm-hmm. It's without fail, it happens.
Let's when we reopen Disneyland, let's go back to opening day prices.
Okay. 25 cents, or it's like $1.50. I'll pay per ride too. That's fine.
I will since I usually don't go on a lot.
Yeah. Shall we move on to Disneyland Forever, the fireworks show?
Yeah, but I'm trying to remember a lot of it.
I, for some reason, remember this really well, and I even had a hard time writing the notes because I started crying.
Oh, damn. See, I just still go back to remember dreams come true.
No, remember dreams come true. It was just really – it wasn't as good in that it was more movie-based, but, like, it's really that the parts with Walt made me cry. Mm-hmm. And it was cool because it, like – so it started out – so it debuted May 21st to It debuted May 21st, 2015, directed again by Steve Davison, and it ended its original run September 5th, 2016. I remember it started with Orange Groves projected on the castle, and it was funny because there was different places. I think you could – where I have it listed. You could watch the projections from the castle, Matterhorn, It's a Small World, and Rivers of America, but for some reason it was only good – on the castle.
Rivers of America, they always try to make it work over there and it just does not work.
It's phantasmic end of list.
Yes, exactly.
It started with Orange Groves and it was like, Walt liked oranges. I don't remember what they said. It was like, this is how Disneyland started. And then like it would show, and then the ending, it was, I'm going to even cry thinking about it. It was Walt and Mickey holding hands, and then it ended, and then it said it had Peter Pan saying it's all yours forever. And that always made me cry. The tears are coming. But it would always make me cry every time I think about it because it was so good. Because it is all yours forever. And the song was Step Into the Magic. But I always changed it into like, I stepped into some poo. you mock my emotions. So the song had an ending song called A Kiss Goodnight. And I remember the first time we watched it, it had to be the first time it was shown. Everyone stayed around and listened to like A Kiss Goodnight. And I remember thinking, this is a really long fireworks show. But then on subsequent viewings, that's when people would actually leave the fireworks. So I'm like, oh, this isn't a part of the show. This is, you're supposed to leave music. It's Disney's F off music.
Well, but that's exactly like, I mean, they usually have a song like that after every fireworks show. Even like the Christmas one always has that one. Oh, dang. Why can't I think of it right now? But
I just remember A Kiss Goodnight, which is so weird. Each show, fireworks show, costs $80,000 to make. And then Live the Magic, which is, I don't know why they didn't call it Step Into the Magic, but it's called Live the Magic. But the songs were like, Step Into the Magic, it's all over your shoe. Some of the movies include Mary Poppins, Tangled, Winnie the Pooh, Lion King, Jungle Book, Little Mermaid, Finding Nemo, and Frozen. I liked the Finding Nemo part because they had a puppet Nemo that would fly like Tinkerbell. Right. I don't remember Tinkerbell being in this show.
I don't think she was.
But they had Nemo go by and then like he would go back and then the Matterhorn had fire coming out the top of it. It was really cool. Yeah. I enjoyed that. And I was just crying. It was the first time I remember projection mapping really being used a lot.
Okay.
Like it had been used before, but I remember it like was very much a part of that show.
See, I like how for some reason, I mean, I just have the 50th fireworks in my mind and I'm thinking of the projections on the castle from that and stuff. But it's like the 60th, for some reason, is a little more foggy for me. And that was like 10 years later. Like what?
Yeah, it was 5 years ago versus 15.
I know.
So I remember the Rapunzel part, like the leaves growing, and it like they made it try to look like Rapunzel was in the castle, I think. Or did they have the lanterns?
Yeah.
I get a lot of parts confused.
I'm trying to remember, like, I'm trying to remember what's real and what I'm just making up because I think it would look better.
Step in Time, they definitely had projections of the chimney sweeps. Yeah. And I think they also did projections along Main Street. The projections on the Matterhorn were definitely, like, you couldn't just watch the Matterhorn. It was very much tied to the castle. Like, there wasn't a lot on the because that's, like, really big, big to project on.
Oh, yeah.
A Step in Time. But yeah, I always cried at the end of that parade. It was, or that fireworks show. It was really good because it was just very touching. Besides Mickey's Mixed Magic, has there been a new fireworks show since this one? I don't think so. Because they keep bringing that one back a lot. And then Mickey, so that was just the first run, those dates. Like it's still, I think technically, like it's probably happening right now.
I actually love Mickey's Mixed Magic because I love the music. Yeah. Like it always.
Everybody get your ears on.
It's good, good, good.
It's good time.
No, but I love like the electro swing type music in it. Like the Jungle Book and stuff.
The last thing I wanted to talk about for the 60th before general thoughts, the Main Street Enchanted Windows. This was actually like, I remember it being a really big deal.
Oh, yeah.
So they introduced the windows one at a time and the windows were dedicated to Peter Pan, Cinderella, Aladdin, Toy Story, The Princess and the Frog, and Frozen. I remember the Peter Pan one was first. I do remember that. I think they're still there. Who knows when they open again, if they're going to still be there.
Oh, I'm sure they're still there. I mean, because the old school windows were there for so long.
That's true. Yeah.
Going back to parades for a second. I know we've talked about this, but when I look at those windows, I feel like they should have made parade floats for Magic Happens, like based off of it doesn't have to be based off the windows, but that's kind of what I imagined, how like the things would change. Like, you know, Cinderella would suddenly be in her other dress because of fairy godmother. And, you know, the toys come to life in Toy Story, Princess and the Frog, you know, like all those elements. I wish we could have seen, I don't want to go into a whole rant, but I mean, I wish we could have seen floats that had that sort of element to them.
If you want to hear our rant, listen to the Avengers Campus Magic Happens review, Ron Schneider interview episode. I believe it is the last one of the last season. You can hear all me, Dame Faino, and Jenny Ray's thoughts on that parade.
Yeah.
I didn't like the windows because it caused really bad traffic jams.
Well, yeah, traffic jams during like times when there's parades and stuff when you can only walk. But, like, exactly. Other than that, I really liked them.
Well, yeah. And then I remember like the Cinderella one, there was like a little hole in the curtain. And I remember we all like stuck our eye up and we looked at it as it was being built. And then I think I could be misremembering this. Somebody who worked there let us look at – they saw us doing that and they let us like – so the person who was actually like decorating it let us like look at something. Like we got to stand behind something and look at what they were doing.
Did you dream about
it? You might have been with me. I don't remember. I think this happened though. I think like they let us see something and I can't remember what. Like they weren't mad at us. It was like, oh, look at – like we got like a little sneaky preview. But it probably was only of like a little something.
Oh my God, if that did happen, I'm really sad that like I'm not remembering.
Could have been there. You could have been there. But yeah, I remember the Toy Story wall is freaky because it's just like hands come down.
I'm going to play with you now.
But yeah, I wish the Magic Happens was like that. Because yeah, like the Aladdin one, he's like in the Cave of Wonders and then he's like in the desert, or it's the other way. And like Peter Pan, they're in their room and then like the room goes apart and they're flying in Neverland. And I remember you could always see Wendy's undies.
Okay, trying to be like Minnie.
I know. Don't treat me like Minnie. Minnie's the one who's showing her undies. So yeah, the Princess of the Frog one's really cool. Cinderella one was cool because they showed the transformation, which that's like, why couldn't they copy that for Magic Happens? But that's neither here nor there.
Again, don't get me started. I'll just go on forever.
Do you have any final thoughts about the 60th anniversary?
My final thought is 50th was better than the 60th.
I would agree with that, even though I don't even remember I have ears from both the 50th and the 60th. I do like blue better than gold, and I like diamonds better than gold, so... Go 60th.
I mean, I wouldn't go for either if really, but I mean, 50th was so much more epic.
Well, and they had new stuff. Like the only thing they had new was the fireworks show. And it would have been cool if they did something like painting the ride vehicles. But I also feel like at this point, Disneyland definitely did not need to attract new visitors.
Oh, heck no. I mean, because like what I said before, right before the 50th is when there were still off seasons and dead times. But like once the 50th hit, they were like, oh, we don't have to worry about trying to bring people in now because people are all excited. And they were also upping their merchandise and stuff.
So yeah, the 50th was great. Don't remember it. The 60th was great. Do remember it. It was cool how they did. It'd be funny if they did like a separate celebration for DCA. Because like DCA is not 50 years old. DCA is like almost 20 years old.
I mean, but I feel like people would not care as much at all. If, I mean, maybe during the 100th anniversary of Disneyland, people actually like care enough about DCA to have like to celebrate a separate park, but it makes sense that like it's still the ground of Disneyland, like it was the parking lot. So
a special thanks to our patrons Aaron, Mandy, Tori, Sean, Jennifer, Tiffany, Valerie, Jenny, Wynette, Lauren, and Danny. Please visit our website at www.1313harborthepodcast.com. You can email questions and episode requests to 1313harborthepodcast@gmail.com. Please subscribe, rate, and review us wherever you get your podcast. To all who come to this happy podcast, welcome!